Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika L. So all praises and great glory belongs to the Most High as always. I am so thankful for Him for placing it on my heart to talk about one of the main questions that I hear a lot of people asking. A lot of people are wondering, why does God allow so much evil to happen in this world? If God is such a loving God, if God is such a God of peace, then why is all this evil happening in this world? Well, hopefully the Most High will move and speak through me to answer the number one question that I hear a lot of people asking. Now, first and foremost, there are a lot of teachers out there, a lot of pastors out there that are putting out teachings that is causing people to have a misconception about God. See, in the Bible, it talks about how God is a God of peace, but He's also a God of war. And this is why I always say, do not allow anybody to spoon feed you the scriptures. Always search out the scriptures for yourself. And not only that, always test a spirit. Always test that person to see if what that person is saying is aligning up with scriptures. Meaning that whenever you're hearing something or whenever that somebody's telling you something, you go to that scripture and you search out whether or not what this person's saying is true. This is not to say that God is evil, because God is not evil. He is not evil at all. But God does allow things to happen for His will, for His purpose. So when you look throughout the scriptures, especially concerning the children of Israel, they were constantly in opposition against their enemies. And they were going through a lot of wars. Sometimes they won and sometimes they lost. It just depends on whether or not the children of Israel were obedient to Him or not. So it's various reasons why the Most High allowed evil. He talks about how there will be perilous times, that in the end days there will be perilous times where people shall be lovers of themselves, very high-minded, unthankful, disobedient to parents. Everything that is happening is aligning up with prophecy that is listed in the book of Revelations, as well as the book of Daniel and the book of Zechariah, and many numerous other scriptures that prophesy that these things, these times will come upon the earth. And of course, this is all a part of the Most High's will, because He consistently has to test us. He has to test mankind. This is actually His way of separating the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goat, right? But when we look at it from an individualistic standpoint, you wonder, why is God allowing this evil to happen to me? I know for me personally, a lot of it had a lot to do with being disobedient to my father. And this is not saying that this is the case with you, but I know this was the case for me. I had told my story in so many different videos, and one of the profound stories that I told was when I told my story time, and I'm going to post that link in the description box for those who do want to check it out. But the Bible says, especially in Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 verses lists the blessings that happen when you obey God and the curses that happens when you disobey God. So you're like, okay, so maybe it's because of my disobedience, but what about children? Why does God allow evil things to happen to children? I'm gonna tell y'all a story. So in 2010, I lost my little brother to an accident. He was 15 years old, and my brother was innocent. He just gotten saved, he just got baptized, and he was on fire for the Most High. And when he was taken, I questioned God, like, why did you allow this to happen to him? And I will never forget, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that He took him before the enemy could. And it was at that moment that I made peace with it, because God took him when he just gotten saved. God took him when he was innocent. God took him because He probably saw what would befall my brother if he would have lived. See, we are flesh, so we can only see so far. God is all knowing. He knows what's best for us, even when we don't. This is not to say that God is evil, but God is a God that, if need be, He would put us in certain situations, just like he did with Job. Job, when the enemy, and see, and that's the thing, the enemy came up to the Most High and said that the only reason why Job is serving you is because you have blessed him. But I bet you if you took away everything that he had, he would curse you to his face. But God knew that Job was a faithful man. So he said, yes, he is in your hands, but you would not lay a finger on him. And so, of course, Job lost his health. Job lost his family. Job lost his wealth all in the same day. But he said, God give it and God take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the Most High. So even though Job was going through despair, he was questioning the Most High. He was even doubting that God was still with him. But he did not wickedly depart from his God. And I read a scripture in Job 33 where Elihu was talking to Job, because Job was like, man, I do everything right. I don't understand why this is happening. I'm righteous. I'm this and I'm that. And Elihu was like, you know, the things that we go through is because to keep our lives, to keep us from the pits of hell. So we go through pain and afflictions on our bed. We go through pain and suffering to humble us. If we have any pride, and for a moment, Job showed an inkling of pride because he was self-righteous in his eyes. So, of course, God had to humble him in such a way to allow him to experience that evil, to humble him in such a way to keep him from the pits of hell. Glory be to the Most High. So he showed Job, and he had to try Job. And not only that, he had to prove to Satan that Job is not just faithful to me because of what he has. Job was faithful to him because of who he is. So I see a lot of people, especially atheists, they're like, you know, I don't believe in God because God allows so much evil to happen in the world. But that's because we often have a misconception about who God truly is. God is a God of peace, but he's also a God of war. God wounds us, but he binds up our wounds as well. And that is so we can behold his glory. Think about it. And I know for me, this, I can't speak for nobody else. When I was going through pain and suffering, you know, I was just like Job. I was doubting whether the Most High was still there. I was like, God is mad at me. He hates me. Why is he allowing this to happen to me? But then when the healing came, when the justice came, I beheld his glory. And I'm looking at God in a whole different light, because how could I have known peace if I didn't know war? And see, in order to discern the difference, we have to go through both sides. In order to discern the good, we have to experience the bad. It keeps us fully dependent on the Most High. Glory be to the Most High. And it's a lot, y'all, it's so many different reasons why God allowed things to happen, but it's all for his purpose for us. It's all for his good. See, what the enemy meant for evil, God turns it around for our good. And see, that's what the Bible says, that we have to be tried through the fire. But blessed are those that endure. But when they endure, they shall be crowned with the crown of life. They shall be crowned. So we have to go through that fire. We have to be humbled in such a way to where it will hide pride from man. And this is what Job 33 was saying, that he has to hide pride from man. Like for me, what Job went through in Job 33, where I literally lost weight, my spirit was so broken. But when God healed me, and I knew it was nobody but him, it was nobody but him. And he wants all the glory. He don't want to share his glory with nobody else. And a lot of people are like, well, why does God allow people to get sick with all these various diseases and cancers and all that stuff? Well, that is the product of what happened in the fall with Adam and Eve. You see, God never intended for this world to be full of evil. But when Satan came to deceive Eve, and she gave it her husband of the fruit to eat of the knowledge of tree of good and evil, that's when the curse of mankind happened. So this is where all the death came in. This is where all the sickness came in. And it was never God's intent. And that's why he commanded Adam and Eve to not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, of that tree. He said, do not eat of that tree, lest you would die. And so that's the wonderful thing about the Most High. He will warn us. He warns us. But sometimes we may not understand And I know for me, I have, and I'm still learning to this very day, of learning to discern the voice of God to warn us. And sometimes he may use people to warn us. But when we fail to hear that warning, bad things happen. I also read a scripture in Lamentations where he says he does not afflict men willingly. He doesn't like to do it. He doesn't like to chastise us. Just like a parent who don't like to discipline their children when they're wrong. Because like people say, it's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you. He don't like to do it, but it's necessary. That's why the Bible says, train a child in the way that they should go, so when they're older, they will not depart from it. So when we go through various trials and tribulations, it is merely to train us and raise us up in such a way so that when we're older, we will not depart from it. Pain will teach you what not to do. And this is why the Bible also says that Yeshua, or Jesus in English, learned obedience through pain and suffering. We'll have a misconception that God is allowing this evil to happen is because he hates us or he doesn't love us. No, it is because he loves us. Glory be to the Most High. Think about it. The Bible says that he chastises whom he loves. It's just like a parent. You discipline your child because you love them. It is the same with our Father. He chastises those that love him, that he loves. He loves you. And that's the thing. He doesn't want you to be destroyed in the pits of hell. He don't want to see nobody perish. He said, but all shall come to repentance. And that's the thing. Oh man, glory be to the Most High. This is why he's allowing these things to happen. It is by his grace and his mercies that we are not consumed. So he's allowing these evils to come upon mankind to give time and space for mankind to repent. He wants all of us to repent and come to him. He wants us to repent so that we won't be destroyed in the pits of hell. And man, oh, glory be to the Most High for that revelation. God is an all-loving, merciful God. Instead of casting us out of his presence and dealing with us according to our sins, he inflicted pain on mankind so that we will all repent and be led into everlasting life. But we take it, and I know for me, y'all, I am guilty of this. We take it as God hates us, or God doesn't love us, or he's doing this to because he enjoys it. No, it is the exact opposite. It is his mercy. I mean, think about it. If he dealt with us according to our sins, there would be nobody left on this planet. He loved the world. He loved mankind so much that he sent his only begotten son to be the ultimate sin offering upon that cross so that mankind can have a chance to be saved. This is why we don't have stoning anymore. This is why we don't offer blood sacrifices and sin atonements anymore. That's why we don't burn offerings on the altar anymore, because Yeshua was our sin offering. He was the lamb that was without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. He was perfect in every way. He was in flesh. He was in the flesh just as we are, but was without sin. And that was the requirement back then to atone the nations or the people for their sins. They had to offer a livestock animal without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. It had to been clean. And that is the purpose, one of the purposes why the Most High sent his word in the form of the flesh to atone us for our sins. Because without Yeshua, there would not have been no hope for mankind. But he loved us so much that he caused his son to be bruised. And by his stripes, we are healed. That we will have a chance to go into the kingdom. To have a chance to go and have everlasting life. So don't have this misconception about God, that God is just some evil person that just loves to inflict men. No. It's just the opposite. The enemy will have you thinking that God hates us, but no, the enemy hates us. It is he that hates us. He doesn't want us to have everlasting life. The enemy judgment has already been done. He knows that he only has but a short time, and he knows that he is sentenced to everlasting damnation. So what is he trying to do? He's trying to take as many souls as he can possibly with him by lying, stealing, killing, and destroying. So he will have you to think that God doesn't love you, or God is not near you, or God is just a hateful God, God is evil. No, it is the exact opposite. Like I stated before, just taste and see. Taste and see. Come to God with an humble heart. Taste and see, and you will see that he is not this evil person that people make him out to be. Yes, we go through things. We're supposed to. It changes us. It transforms us. And that is what he wants. Glory be to the Most High. That's why I say, rely on the Most High to teach you everything that you need to know. Because if you allow yourself to follow and make a person your God, and they tell you, oh, you won't go through anything, that if you worship the Most High, that you're just going to be bestowed upon these different blessings, but they leave out the fact that you're going to have to go through some things to get there. That's why we have to be tried through the fire. And once we try, we will receive those blessings. We just have to remain faithful and obedient to our Father. And that is what he wants. If we just got our way all the time and we just blessed and prosperous, we'll forget our God. I hope that this has shed some insight on who God truly is. He is all powerful, all knowing. He is such a loving God. But he is a God of war. He is a God that would chastise you if need be, and it is because he loves us. He wants everybody to come to repentance, that he wished that no man shall perish, but all shall come to repentance. All means all. He don't want nobody to share the judgment of the enemy, but the enemy does. Glory be to the Most High. I love each and every last one of y'all. If this word has blessed you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and to hit that bell to get notifications when I upload new content. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.